A great sale for Northern Livestock Video Market. We have a recap. Important dates to know about upcoming sales this month. And is genomic testing the cow herd worth the investment? We answer all those questions and more. So, crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode, the American Gelvy Association, Pharmatan by Imogen Ingredients, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, The Sales Series, Sire Buyer, Superior Livestock Productions and Superior Livestock Auction, Westway Feed Products, and this fine radio station.
Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff.
The early summer special from Northern Livestock Video Market wrapped up last week with a tremendous showing of over 45,000 head, steer calves averaging just a few cents over $5, and heifers at $481.88. Pairs averaged $52.50 with short-term pairs at $4,000. Now, here are a few for comparison. Allen's Bar XX Ranch, 200 head of 570 weight steers at $514. Ralph and Candace Miller, 200 head of 635 weight steers at $506. John and Tana Bignell, 200 head of 635 weight steers at $480. The Sims Ranch, 260 head of 675 weight steers at $456, and 190 head of the heifer mates weighing 640 at $426. The Sunrise Creek Colony with 375 head of 7 weight steers at $451. Denzer Farms, 540 head of 7 weight steers at $452.50, and the 650 weight heifer mates, 435 head at $428. Massive loads from HP Livestock, 690 head of 790 weight steers for August delivery at $427.50. Those are just a few. We have the link for the market report from Northern Livestock Video Market in the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com. Quick and easy for your convenience. While we're talking about sales, here's what you need to be paying attention to in July. Next week is Superior Livestock Auctions Week in the Rockies sale, the 6th through the 10th. You can watch the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 or go to sla-tv.com. Then on Friday, July 10th, is the catalog deadline for Superior Livestock Auctions Video Royale sale. The following week, Monday through Wednesday, the 13th through the 15th, is Western Video Market's Silver Legacy sale. Friday, the 17th, Superior Livestock Auctions deadline for all of the videos for the Video Royale sale. Then, on Monday, July 20th, Northern Livestock Video Market will be hosting their Summertime Classic sale. Then, on Thursday, the 23rd of July, the Western Video Market's Little America consignment deadline. For all of the deadline dates, sale information, and sale reports from Superior Livestock Auction, you can head to ranchchannel.com. Have it broken apart according to region and steers and heifers, and you can always head to superiorlivestock.com as well. Now, the governments of Mexico and the United States inaugurated a new sterile fly facility to eradicate New World screwworm in both countries. Located in Mexico, the 22,000-square-foot facility will have a capacity of 30 million sterile flies within 8 weeks, increasing to 50 million flies by week 12 and 100 million flies by autumn. Now, according to a Mexican Business News report on the facility, its construction included $30 million from Mexico and $21 million from the United States, and it closely follows USDA's funding of 40 new projects to strengthen its New World screwworm response. Furthermore, both the International Atomic Energy Agency and the United Nations have joined the screwworm fight. As of the end of June, according to screwworm.gov, the number of domestic cases of New World screwworm is at 27, with 20 active cases and 7 inactive cases. Those of you in the equine business and want to know if your mares are bred or not, we have solutions for you. Central States Testing now has a new equine pregnancy test. You get results in 5 to 20 minutes with only 2 drops of blood and 2 drops of dilutant. It's 98% accurate, 40 to 120 days post-breeding. Very reasonable when it comes to the cost. 1 to 5 tests is $35 a test. 6 or more tests is $30 a test. And each test includes everything that you need, like a needle, syringe, and the blood tubes. You can order directly from Central States Testing at CSTBVD.com. That's CSTBVD.com. Time for a quick break here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. When we come back, is genomic testing the entire cow herd worth it? You can be the judge on that after you hear this one. More on the Ranch It Up Radio Show, so keep it locked. Some cows push to the front, some hang back, and some are just too darn busy raising a calf to compete for supplement. Over time, uneven intake can mean uneven performance across the herd. That's why Westway Feed Products Liquid Feed is available 24/7, giving every cow the opportunity to consume on her own time, because consistent intake helps support consistent performance. Liquid Feed from Westway Feed Products. Calf prices are good, but want to add another $100 per calf? Here's the solution. Gelvy and Balancer females add an average maternal weaning weight advantage of 22.7 pounds per calf. At a market price of $4.50 a pound on 5-weight steers with a 22.7-pound weaning weight advantage, that's an additional $102.15 per calf. Gelvy and Balancer females, they make it work.
What if your bull selection could help put more money in your pocket? At Jorgensen Land and Cattle, every bull is bred and tested for feed efficiency, a trait that can help you maximize production and profitability. When you lease or buy from Jorgensen Land and Cattle, you'll benefit from superior genetics, proven sire lines, and support from a team with over 60 years of experience. Our breeding program was built to help commercial cattle producers develop better cowherds and stronger feeder calves. Head to JorgensenFarms.com and follow us on Facebook. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, one of the nation's largest seed stock providers.
Cattle Battle.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching Newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with each and every one of you. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. Last week, we visited with Larry Gran of Jorgensen Land and Cattle, answering your questions around genomic testing your entire commercial cow herd. In case you missed that one, you can listen to the entire episode and to that segment by heading to ranchitupshow.com. Check out the archives, or you can head to YouTube as well. Today, we continue with part two of that conversation, specifically focusing on the question of cost, not only in the test itself, but in time involved, which is absolutely minimal, by the way. But answering the question, is genomic testing worth it? Larry, thanks for coming back on the show. Bar me doing something really dumb, I should be making money with my calves this year, right?
Yes.
You know, I know what my break evens are. I know where they need to be. So barring doing something completely stupid and lunatic-y, I should be able to make some cash this year. So when we throw genomics into it and creating that profile, you know, I am completely in support that I believe everybody needs to be doing this. And once you start getting a complete profile of your cow herd, then you need to be doing it every year, especially at branding time. Boom, there you go. Captured the data on those calves. You've got them stretched out already. You've got more than enough help and people wanting jobs at your branding anyway. Yep. So you might as well have somebody capture DNA, and it can be part of your routine. We can get into that in just a little bit. But with guys, and I respect people saying, barring doing something stupid, I'm going to make money in the cattle business this year. So is it tough to have a conversation with guys on the commercial side of let's start capturing data and let's put together that profile of your cow herd when they're saying, oh, come on, Larry, I'm making money already on this deal. I'm trying to watch expenses so that I can increase my profit margin as much as I possibly can. So how do you combat that conversation?
That's a real easy conversation to have. It's like, where do you want to be in 5 years when this thing does go south? Because we know we can't sustain these prices. It's, we've all seen the high of the high, and then we get the low of the last high, or the low of 2 years ago high, or whatever the case may be. So we know that, you know, we can't sustain this because we're our own worst enemy. We're going to keep, we're going to retain heifers back. We're going to make more cows. We are going to get our beef herd bigger. It's not going to go back to, 20 years ago's level. There's no doubt in my mind. We're just running out of producers and space to do that. But we are going to create more cattle, which is going to drive these calf prices down. When that happens, you want to be able to set your calves apart from everybody else. And how do you do that? Well, you breed them with a specific goal in mind. And the only way to really get that goal is to figure out where you're starting at with genomics. Get a baseline on your cows and, start breeding towards that. So when we do see, it's not going to be a crash, but it's definitely going to come down. There's no doubt in anybody's mind. We know we can't ride this mm-hmm. wave forever.
Right, right.
And everybody's calves are going to be the same. How are you going to differentiate your calves from everybody else's? Easiest way is go in the sale barn and say, or wherever you sell them, and say, hey, these cattle are genomically tested. We know that they're going to grade in the 75th to 80th percentile, so that, we're going to be in the top 20%, 30% for grading. Here's the marbling scores that we have on these calves. We know they're going to finish earlier because we've got heavier yearling weights. Here's their dry matter conversion. I mean, you're going to be able to just spell it out for them. And any feedlot in the world that is worried about efficiencies and stuff like that, they're going to say, I got to have those calves. I don't want just run-of-the-mill commodity calves. I've got to have something that I'm going to make money on. And, those guys are going to beat themselves up trying to buy those calves because they know where they're going to be. They know how they're going to finish. They know what their bottom line is on those calves. And then it gives the ability to them to market those calves to specific markets too, whether it's to, different programs, different packers, whatever the case may be. But again, it's about knowing what you got, and now you're marketing calves. You're not just selling calves. And that's where the big difference is going to be in the next 5 years is having a set of cows that's producing a specific set of calves for either a program or a supply chain or whatever the case may be. But if you're content to build and sell commodity cattle, then guess what? You're going to get commodity prices. So if you want to stand out, there's an easy way to do it and start DNA testing your calves and your heifers and setting up a program for them. So
when you're dealing with different commercial producers, and some people have a cow herd that they've worked very hard, Larry, to put together, and they're extremely proud of that. And right now trying to hang on to it, in drought situations where they don't want to get rid of those cows because they spent a lifetime putting together that particular kind of cow herd. Is it harder, or talk to me a little bit about the accuracies when you have some individuals that they've been able to, or maybe the only way that they've been able to get into the cattle business is the hodgepodge, the quote unquote Duke's mixture. They've been able to pick up a few here and pick up a few there, and just to slowly grow their numbers because that's the only way they could really get into the cow business. So do you find that accuracies change when you do have a Duke's mixture of cows versus a very, very fine tuned group of cows? What I'm meaning is maybe very, 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 very closed or similar genetics.
With the inherent select test, doesn't matter what they are. You're still going to have your best cows. You're still going to have your bottom end cows. And when you think about it, no matter what, people are going to have to sell cows this fall. I mean, we don't have enough hay. We're not going to have enough feed. There's no grass. There's going to be a set of cows that have to go to town. And I don't care if you've got the most elite bred cows in the world, or you've got, just like you said, you've got a lot of three-colored cows that you put together in 10 head groups for the past 20 years, that's fine. I mean, all those cows are going to make money this fall. But if you've got to reduce your cow herd, find that bottom end of it, no matter whose herd it is, find that bottom end and get rid of them. And, you know, it'll increase the value of your calves moving forward. The accuracy of the DNA tests are very, very good. I've got 100% confidence in those tests. It's going to tell me the highs. It's going to tell me the lows. You know, in the middle, we have to sort out kind of ourselves. But, you know, right now, yeah, a $40 test sounds awfully high. But, you know, what's the price of hay going to be this fall?
Right, yeah.
How much is it going to cost to run that cow? And if she's going to produce a subpar calf for you, why keep her around? Again, it's going back to knowing what you have, knowing what you're going to be able to market, and do you have a market for that? So, you know, even if you got three colored cow herd or a solid red, solid black cow herd, it doesn't matter. Find out what your low end is and get rid of them. Move forward with some better genetics. And when this thing straightens out, you're going to be sitting in the driver's seat. I mean, it's not going to be, what do you give me for my calves? This is what I want for my calves. So
now is a time when a lot of people are processing calves and they're branding and they're moving out to grass. And so many times it seems woulda, shoulda, coulda. I get it. I understand that. Is the best way to start now, get on the phone with you, talk to you. You can walk people through and say, hey, if this is what you're up against with your situation, drought, or you need to move cows, or you need to move cows, but you're trying to make the investment into the future and you're thinking about all of these things, is the best way, get a hold of you, talk, get on the phone, and you can walk through exactly what that individual breeder needs and doesn't need.
That's exactly what we need to do. I mean, the sooner we can start talking about this, the sooner we can get supplies shipped out. Whether you're branding, you do it at preconditioning, whenever you get your hands on those calves, that's the time to take samples. Yeah, just give me a call, shoot me an email, call the office, they'll get a hold of me, or somebody in the office can talk to you also about it. But yeah, the sooner that we can get the information, by the time fall rolls around, we've got our reports, we know what we want to do and how we want to do it. Now's the time to get it started.
Larry Grand with Jorgensen Land and Cattle. You can find Larry's contact information by checking out the show notes at ranchitupshow.com or by heading to jorgensenfarms.com. As Larry said, prices are great now, but there will come the day when they are not. So start getting the complete genetic picture of your cattle and make sure you visit with your seed stock provider and ask them about what types of programs they work with and have available to them. Just like I have said many times on this program about getting your vet involved as a consultant with your operation, the same goes for your bull suppliers. Find out what tools they have in their arsenal and get your testing program set up. Time for a break. When we come back, a look at the markets and more of the cow stuff when the Ranch It Up radio show returns.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Week in the Rockies sale is coming up July 6th through the 10th, followed by the Video Royale sale. To consign to the Video Royale, cattle need to be cataloged by July 10th, and videos need to be submitted by July 17th. Again, July 10th for the catalog and July 17th for videos to consign to the Video Royale. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at sla-tv.com.
I run a 150 cow-calf operation.
2 years ago, Nick Small of Fullerton ran into scours in his cow-calf operation.
I had a big problem with coccidiosis scours, and it went to my whole herd.
The next year, after getting his herd on a dosage of Pharmatan Sweet Chestnut Tannin, how many cases of scours did you have?
Zero. I'm not kidding. I didn't have any.
Learn more at PharmatanUSA.com or call Joe Knopp at 402-340-3323.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop LivestockMarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls, and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at LivestockMarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we bring in Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from the previous week. So, Kirk, what do you got for numbers for us today, buddy?
Good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of June 28th, we had one heck of a spicy northern sale, video sale, and that's going to show up in the index numbers that we talk a little bit later. But before we get there, August feeder futures closed the week at 369.70. That's up 277.5 on the week, with the CME index, feeder index, up 1383. So that's the northern video influence. That index closed the week at 380.89. I think that was an all-time historical high. That left the basis versus August futures at a positive $11.19. August live cattle futures closed the week at 246.75. That's down 67.5 cents on the week, with cash steady in the north at 260 and down $2 in the south at 258. The trade will likely be a little disappointed with steady to lower trade when everybody was expecting pretty solidly higher in the middle of the week. That left the five area weighted average at 260 on a very light test of 419 head. And the basis, a positive 213 versus June futures. So June is kind of narrowed up pretty close to cash. Choice boxes closed the week at 391.03. That's down 334 after trading 431 cents on Tuesday. The action in boxes is, again, very concerning and disappointing. Weekly slaughter was 537,000 head. That's up 11,000 head from last week, but still 35,000 head below the same week last year. And again, that's the number I'm really keen in on. We have to get that slaughter at least equal to the placement numbers. And those numbers, the slaughter numbers, are coming in awful low. Dress weights were down 4 pounds at 891. That's very seasonal and still 25 pounds above this week last year. The combination left yearly production up 0.2% at 6% less than last year. Fresh beef imports were 10% higher than last year, with Reuters reporting that Australia has hit its trade quota with China, and Brazil is about to. So again, if they hit the trade quotas, that could be pushing that exported beef into the U.S. To wrap this all up, December corn closed at 440. That's down 4.25 on the week. December corn made new lows for the move on Thursday, with many in the trade expecting to see the USDA planted acreage report out on Tuesday show the once 3 million acre decrease in planting, closer to 300,000. And then you add the moisture that the Corn Belt has been getting, and that's creating that bearish pressure.
Want to know the lowest stress way to sort cattle? It's virtual fence. Hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I sat down with John and Deanne Chuico to learn how they use vents on their operation. Here's one cool use they've found for this technology.
We were able to sort off our dries last year, and we used the virtual fencing. So we were managing three groups at one time. We were managing our heifers at one time, our main herd and our open herd, all on the same quarter. So we were using different virtual fences to manage each herd kind of separately, all on the same area. So we could then pull those dries off. And the easiest thing for us to do was to pull those dries. Instead of bringing all of those animals home, sorting off those dries, we were able to set up some virtual fencing that as they grazed in a natural grazing behavior, they were just able to bounce off the virtual fence and go their separate ways, so we could go back out and then pull those dries and take them home.
Ready to tune into the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
Those important dates to remember, again, next week, the 6th through the 10th, is Superior Livestock Auction Week in the Rockies sale. You can tune in live and watch the sale on Dish Network Channel 997 or online at sla-tv.com. Next week, Thursday, is the catalog deadline for Superior Livestock Auctions Video Royale sale. Then the following week, Monday through Wednesday, that's the 13th through the 15th, is Western Video Market Silver Legacy sale. On Friday, the 17th, Superior Livestock Auctions Video Royale Video Deadline. That is Friday, the 17th. On Monday, the 20th, is Northern Livestock Video Market's Summertime Classic Sale. And then on Thursday, the 23rd, is the consignment deadline for Western Video Market's Little America Sale. If you're consigning or buying at any one of those sales, good luck, and remember, we will have recaps available here at the Ranch It Up radio show. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Larry Grand with Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shea Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. How about our partners for today's episode? The American Gelvie Association, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, The Sales Series, Sire Buyer, Superior Livestock Auction, Westway Feed Products, and this fine radio station. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is RanchItUpShow@gmail.com. You can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Stay ranchy, ranch it up, and have a wonderful 250th celebration.